Welcome. In this lesson, we're building an echo chamber edit, a clean, filtered breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12, tuned for old-school jungle and drum and bass vibes. You'll make a two-layer bass instrument, a textured reese, and a pure sub. Place it into an 8-bar breakdown at 170 BPM, then create a dark, tight echo return and automate filter and send so the breakdown stays musical and clear. Overview and goal. By the end of this lesson, you will have an instrument rack with a wave-eatable reese and an operator sub, an 8-bar breakdown bassline at roughly 170 BPM, a smooth low-pass sweep via auto filter, and an echo return that's dark and controlled. Basic mixing and automation techniques to keep the low end clean. Setup. Start a new live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks and a return track. Alternatively, create the instrument rack first and then add the return. Name things as you go so your session stays tidy. Build the instrument rack. Insert an instrument rack on a MIDI track and name it Echo Bass Rack. Create two chains. Chain 1. Drag wave-eatable in and name it Reese. Chain 2. Drag operator in and name it Sub. Select the instrument rack and open the key and chain views so both chains play together across the keyboard. Both should be full range by default. Design the reese and wave-eatable. Initialize wave-eatable or start from init. Oscillator 1. Choose a basic saw or triangular position for harmonic content. Oscillator 2. Enable it and set it 1 octave lower or slightly detuned for width. Voicing. Set to mono with a single voice. Enable glide and set around 30 to 80 milliseconds for short portamento suited to old school slides. Filter. Choose a 24 dB / oct low pass and set initial cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz. We'll automate this later. Modulation. Use envelope 2 to modulate filter cutoff with a short attack of 5 to 10 ms. Decay around 600 to 900 ms and low sustain. Set amount to give a pluck to stabs. Keep top harmonics balanced. Reduce oscillator levels if it gets harsh. Aim for thick but not brittle tone. Design the sub and operator on the sub chain. Use a pure sine and drop it 1 or 2 octaves below the root. Coarse tune minus 24 or minus 36. Make it monophonic and give it a tight envelope. Attack 0, sustain relatively high so it holds, with a small decay to tighten it against the reese. Balance output so the combined instrument peaks around minus 6 dB on the master. Shaping and routing inside the rack. Add EQ 8 after each chain or place a single EQ after the rack. High pass the reese at about 35 to 50 Hz to protect the sub. Low pass the reese above 6 to 8 kHz if you don't need extra air. Add a utility after the rack, and keep frequencies below about 120 Hz mono. You can use width control or an internal crossover chain. The point is to keep the sub centered. Create the echo chamber return. Create return track and name it echo chamber. Drop Ableton's echo onto it. Delay time. Usync and try 1/8 or 1/16. At 170 BPM, 1/8 gives a classic jungle rhythm. Feedback. Set moderate, around 25 to 40%. Internal filter. Set the echo high cut fairly low, around 1 to 2 kHz, so repeats remain dark. Diffusion/repeats. Keep diffusion low to medium so echoes stay tight and don't smear the bass. Optionally add a short reverb after echo with decay around 0.8 to 1.5 seconds and a low wet amount to create a subtle chamber tail. Set up the send on your bass channel on the Echo Bass Rack channel. Bring up send to somewhere between 0.10 and 0.35. Don't overdo it. You'll automate send levels for the breakdown. Write the bassline MIDI. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI loop as the core movement and copy it into an 8-bar section for the breakdown. Use classic D&B phrasing, root stabs on off beats, occasional octave jumps, and short slides using legato and glide for old-school motion. Keep reese notes short and percussive. Let the sub hold longer sustained root notes. Place this pattern in an 8-bar breakdown. For this lesson, you can mute drums so the bass and echo have space. Filtered breakdown automation. Insert auto filter after the instrument rack and use the 24 dB / oct low pass mode. Automate the cutoff across the breakdown. A common curve is to start around 400 to 800 Hz and sweep down to 60 to 150 Hz over 2 to 4 bars. Alternatively, start closed and open for a rising effect. Choose the movement that fits your tension. Keep resonance very low, near 0 to 0.2, for a clean result and to avoid ringing. Also automate the echo send. During the breakdown, raise send from about 0.10 to 0.30 0.50 for the bars, where you want the echo prominent. Optionally automate echo feedback slightly down as the breakdown ends to prevent long tails feeding into the drop. Mixing and final polish at a light glue compressor on the base chain with a low ratio, around 1.5:1, slow attack and medium release. Use it subtly to glue layers. Use EQA to notch any honky resonances. Tweep a narrow band while the bass plays and cut 2 to 4 dB where needed. Set your channel fader, so peaks sit around -6 dB on the master for healthy headroom. Solo the bass plus the echo return, to verify the echoes are dark and the low end stays tight. If repeats, mask the sub. Reduce echo high, cut further or lower send. Save your rack and return once satisfied. Save the instrument rack as a preset and save the return chain so you can reuse this echo chamber workflow in other projects. Common mistakes to avoid: too much echo feedback. It muddies the mix and hides the sub. Keep it controlled. Excessive auto filter resonance. This creates ringing and removes the clean character. Letting reese and sub fight in the same low range. High pass the reese around 40 to 60 Hz and let the operator own the sub. Stereo low end. Keep lows mono to avoid phase and playback issues. Heavy saturation. For a clean breakdown, keep saturation minimal. Use gentle drive only if you want warmth. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts: map macro controls. Sign filter cutoff, echo send, and echo feedback to macros for quick automation and live tweaks. Try different delay divisions. Dotted versus straight 1/8 and 1/16 change the groove. Slight detuning of delay times can avoid overly rigid echoes. Resample the breakdown to audio once you like the effect. That freezes the echo tails, saves CPU and makes your arrangement more stable. Use light sidechain compression on the echo return or a ducking compressor key to the bass to keep repeats from crowding the low end. When designing the rack, solo each chain so you clearly hear what the reese and the sub contribute, and use chain volumes to balance before touching the track fader. Mini practice exercise: build the instrument rack with waveatable and operator. Program a simple 2-bar bass loop and duplicate to 8 bars. Add auto filter and automate a downward sweep over bars 1 through 4, hold through 5 and 6, and open up on bar 7. Put echo on a return, set feedback to about 30% and high cut at 1.2 kHz, and automate send A up in bars 3 through 6. Export an 8-bar stem of the bass and echo and compare before and after automation to hear how the energy changes. Troubleshooting checklist: if the bass sounds thin, raise the sub level and check octave tuning. If the mix is muddy, reduce echo feedback, lower echo high cut, or mono the low end. If the echo overwhelms, lower the send, compress the return with sidechain, or reduce diffusion. If the sub disappears after resampling, check that returns and sends were included in your render, or resample only the soloed bass and return. Recap: you've built a 2-layer reese and sub instrument rack, programmed an 8-bar breakdown, applied a clean auto filter sweep, and routed a dark echo return that you automate during the breakdown to add rhythmic color without compromising the low end. Save your rack and return settings so this echo chamber edit becomes a reusable tool for future Jungle and DNB productions. Thanks for following along. Now open live, build the rack, and experiment with those macros and sends. The more you practice these automations, the faster you'll get this classic old-school sound.